You're listening to Eureka with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. For most of us, washing our clothes is an everyday and non-negotiable activity. But there's an increasing awareness that a standard machine load comes with a cost to the environment. And one of the biggest problems is the shedding of microfibers from synthetic clothing. This pollutes waterways from rivers to oceans, where they're ingested by marine animals, presenting a threat to the human food chain as well as the ecosystem. But there is a solution at hand thanks to a startup from Slovenia. Planet Care has developed a filter to stop microfibers at their source. And Guy Delaney has been along to meet the company's founder, Mojca Zupan.
I'm Mojca Zupan. I founded Planet Care. And what we do is we design and sell filters for washing machine wastewaters so that the plastic microfibers don't get into our water supply. I'm a lawyer by education, and I was practicing law actually happily for 20 years. And then at one point, I visited an exhibition in Ljubljana with my kids about, you know, ocean plastic pollution. And it was the first time I actually realized there were huge photos of microfibers actually coming from the washing process, entering the oceans, and, you know, having three little kids who are dirty all the time. I thought, oh God, do I really do that? At the same time, I had a corporate client who had some difficulties with authorities because of their black water. And I met some water engineers, and we actually discussed this matter. And we came to a very primitive prototype. And as we realized it actually worked, I started to devote half of my time to the project.
We've just entered the lab at Planet Care, where intensive testing of the filters is taking place. There's several washing machines, I think about four of them here, lined up, each one of them ready to go with a load, one of them full of blankets, spinning round at the moment, and over at the sink, what's coming out of the filter is being tested.
You think everything is about the idea, but once you try the whole process, you see that it's not just having a great idea. There's a lot of great ideas out there, but it's really hard to pull them through. And if you want to really change things, you cannot just talk about it. You have to put a product on the market, you have to show proof of concept, and you have to get people using it. This is how you really move things. And we knew that. So when we had our first idea for the built-in filter, we said, look, let's do an external retrofitting filter and, you know, let's introduce it on the market and let's see what happens. And I was so sure there are early adopters out there who would, you know, back us up, who would buy this, who would support us. And we will go the other way around. We will show the washing machine producers and the regulators that it can be done. Because what we do at that point is just talk about it, that, you know, we should filter this stuff. Do it. Filter it. Put the product on the market. And then, you know, nobody can say, but it can't be done. Mm-hmm. Because it can.
For Mojca, the key to getting it done was building a small team which could take her ideas and make them into reality. Chief Science Officer Andrej Kurjan and first Chief Product Officer Micha Verchovets.
Yeah, I mean, we actually knew each other, as I said, for many years, and I noticed she's onto something interesting, and she asked me, actually, would you help us save the world? And I said, yeah, sure, what kind of superpowers do you need? And then, yeah, that was 2 years ago, and now we're here.
Well, I was trying to save the world before already, because I come from academia and I was doing research in the environmental aspects of polymers and plastics. And I did research on fiber pollution. And, you know, when I was looking at the students filtering it, I said, well, it's not that difficult to filter it. Why doesn't somebody filter it? But I'm not a business person. I'm terrible at it. So when Mojca came around and said, would you join our team? I said, well, thank God, of course I would.
Actually, we assemble everything here. In our headquarters, we purchase the components, we modify, we produce some here, and then we assemble here.
we have now our external retrofitting filter on the market, and we're selling it through our web shop. Yes, and you know, worldwide, we have clients in Mexico and New Zealand, so really all over the place. Happy customers, I might say. Really unanimously positive feedback. It's a great bunch. I'm afraid this is probably going to change when we go a little bit mainstream, but for now we're one big happy family. But what we really wanted to do is to still put the filter into the washing machine, because while, you know, I do believe that this should be a design concept, really, because like the cars have catalytic converters, so should the washing machine have filters. I think it's a similar thing. And we were very happy. We were awarded a European Accelerator, a Green Deal funds to actually develop and integrate a filter into the machine, which is our B2B project now, and which hopefully our chief product officer here, Micha, already has excellent ideas and prototypes in the making. So hopefully we're very close to getting one that is high in retention, very durable, and closed loop.
Otherwise, right now, how are you getting to people? How are your filters reaching washing machines?
Well, through our web shop, people who tend to buy our filters usually have electric cars, solar panels. You know, they're really careful about their waste, so they kind of live very sustainably. So this is the group we're reaching out to at the moment. Of course, we have our social media presence. We do a bit of advertising also, but mainly it's organic. Mainly it's mouth by mouth. You know, people are happy, and then they tell their neighbor, and then they tell their, you know, friends, family, relatives, and this is basically how we grow. This is how we get the filters out there.
How is it starting up a business like this in Slovenia? How open is this country to developing a new model of business in this way?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a very supportive environment, unfortunately. Because you see, I mean, we've been sitting with the French government discussing the regulation. We're sitting with the Dutch government, you know, the Swedes. We've been invited to San Francisco to, you know, to advise to the municipality how to deal with this problem. But in Slovenia, we kind of go on notice, even though we do try to scream quite loud. But I believe it's just the awareness of the problem itself in Slovenia. There's so many problems probably that come before the environmental ones, or at least the ocean plastic, I would say.
What's the next steps for you?
It's a new product. We're actually opening the market, which is, of course, always hard. You know, being the first product on the market of a kind, it's very difficult and hard. But then again, it gives you the front runner advantage. So while it might be hard at the moment, we do expect our figures to be very positive in the next year or so. Putting the filters into the washing machines is, you know, it's going to change that dramatically, because of course, at that point, we will be able to make a huge positive impact.
Mojca Zupan, the founder of Planet Care, speaking to Monocle's Balkans correspondent, Guy Delaney. You can learn more at planetcare.org. My thanks to both, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.